How many principal singers are involved in this?
So in our production, we have 9 singers. Mm-hmm. We have 4 ladies and 5 gentlemen mm-hmm. who can really just sing the paint off the walls. Mm-hmm. We're very lucky to have them.
And so we're going to hear one of them right now, Josie and Brett. And her character's name, or do they have characters'
names? They just go by their own names.
No, that's kind of nice.
Yeah.
It's real. So in so as Josie, let's go to our studio, and she'll be singing Dance with Me.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, from Smokey Joe's Cafe, the Lieber and Stoller oriented musical. So let's go to our studio. The pianist is Deborah Rambo Sin. Josie and Brett as herself, as Josie, singing the Lieber and Stoller song Dance With Me, joined by the pianist Deborah Rambo Sin. And back to the director, Joseph Lyons. Always this question when you build a musical around a body of the music itself rather than starting with a storyline. Talk about how Smokey Joe's Cafe uses a storyline.
So Smokey Joe's Cafe doesn't necessarily rely on a linear plot. It's largely a musical review, but there's a really nice arc that's been given to the show. And really, it focuses primarily on love, either gotten or unrequited, and loss. And it just takes... Lieber and Stoller were so incredible at writing such universal music that really captures the human experience. And so it's a slam-packed hour and a half, hit after hit, that just really we all relate to.
And so let's meet the singer that we were just enjoying, Josie Brett. That was beautiful. Thank you.
Thank you.
And clearly I could see just the joy of you singing it and yeah. how you clearly love to sing.
Oh, yes.
To
love
sing.
Singing.
So now let's go a little beyond that. In addition to really inhabiting these songs, talk about how it feels to put them into the context of a show like this.
Actually, it's quite nice. I play like a very comical character as well. I sing this song with my co-star David. He's pretty much just singing about like who will dance with me, and he's asking all these girls, and I come on stage and I sing this to him, and pretty much just not what he was expecting of dance wise. I go a little bit overboard and try to take over. But with that in mind and all the other songs that you're going to hear, it kind of compacts into just we all relate in some way to the show and with these songs that we sing.
Nice. Well, and then you also alluded to dance, and you're mm-hmm. also, Joseph, you're listed as the choreographer too, and so you choreographed something for Josie to dance to?
Yes.
Or did she tell you what she was going to dance to?
Oh,
let's get right into this. Talk about the dancing part you get to do for this show.
Oh, for this, I am everywhere. Like, I think I, all different styles of dancing. Like, this one is just, like, over the top. I'm doing, like, the splits and being dragged around and just pulling him around in this number. And then there's another dance where it's, like, slow and jazzy. And then I get to shimmy for a whole song. All I do is just shimmy the whole time. And then, like, a nice little tango as well in the show.
Nice. And Deborah Rambeau-Sin, you're the music director for this show.
Yes.
And let's get your microphone on. That'll help. And and so as such, let's start with the slightly embarrassing question. Are you old enough to remember these songs, Wynn?
Not quite.
Not quite. Yeah. I gather
but
you
But my father played in a jazz combo, so I heard them growing up. So I heard them that way. I guess I lied. So.
Oh, of course. Where was that? And talk a little bit about your father playing in a jazz combo.
Oh, in Orlando, Florida. So they used to rehearse in our home. So actually, I'm a classically trained pianist, but I always have that music in my background. So I enjoy music theater. I've played probably over 600 shows at this point, professional theater. So stepping into being a music director is a little bit new for me, and I'm enjoying it immensely. So on the first day of rehearsal, walked 9 incredible soloists. It's just not to be believed who's in this room. And I asked them to find an ensemble sound. How can you sing together? And I thought this would take probably a day or two to find that sound. And within 15 minutes, I had literal goosebumps. And that doesn't happen to me too often. So not only are these singers incredible dancers and soloists, but when they work together as an ensemble, it is something very spectacular. And it's just been like the dream team all the way around between Joseph and the singers. And now I'm working with the band. And we're just having a great time.
Nice. So, Joseph, were you part of the casting process or was it already cast when you were engaged?
I was a little bit a part of the casting process. Smokey Joe's actually doesn't get done a ton just because of the demands of the vocals and the dancing. And so I was brought in a little bit here and there. I actually live in New York, so it was all kind of a digital process with the folks at Summer Theater. But we're just so blessed to end up with the group that we have. They're really, truly incredible.
Nice. And then back to the to Deborah, the band, what ensemble is used for this? A trio, quartet?
We're using a quintet, actually. Uh-huh. So we have someone on saxes, 2 different saxes that she uses, guitar, bass, drums, and me.
Okay. And is there much dialogue, or is it pretty much all songs?
All music, all
no
the
dialogue.
Way through.
essentially no dialogue.
Yeah.
Yeah, that it just moves musically. So Smokey Joe's Cafe, I mean, that implies that was some great place that people meet. Is that really the essence of the title?
Yeah. So for our production, we actually set it in a modern bar. Mm-hmm. With the band on stage, and then we have in the set dressing and in the costumes kind of accents from the 50s and 60s, really demonstrating this idea that the music by Liebernstuhler has truly withstood the test of time, and the things we wanted then are still the things we want now.
And so back to you, Josie. Tell me about yourself as singer and your background, your training. You've just sung all your life?
Yeah, I've always was just singing around the house and decided, I was like, oh, I'm pretty good. Might as well just do something about it. And so I was involved in choir, and then I joined dance team, which got my dance skill more developed. And then I went off to college for musical theater.
Where?
Dixie State University in St. George, Utah. And there I joined a team called Raging Red. And it's pretty much kind of like the idea of Smokey Joe's. We just sing and dance and perform at schools. With that program, it got me to go to Hawaii and Costa Rica. And we went to schools and just recruited for our college. And we brought music from the musical Hamilton and Dear Evan Hansen. And that grew me to want to do this as a living. I want to be a performer, and maybe one day build up the courage to go to New York and audition for things. But here's good right now.
Are you living in Spokane right now?
Yes, no? I'm here for the summer, but I'm staying until, I think, just taking a year break. And then I'll probably go back to school or just find a new place for me.
Yeah, just wherever the music theater.
Yeah, wherever takes me. Yeah.
And Deborah, where did you come from and how long have you been around here?
Where did I come from? I moved here a little less than 2 years ago. Okay. We moved to Post Falls.
Yeah. So close by. What brought you here?
Lots of things. So I was living in Sequim, Washington, which was small, and we enjoyed it very much. But we were feeling like we wanted to get out, and I felt like I really wanted to be doing more with my music. And I do quite a bit of traveling, lecturing around the country. So getting to Spokane.
Lecturing specifically about what?
Actually about music interpretation, mostly, okay, for classical music.
Okay.
So I have a book, and somehow it's taken off, and yeah.
So you've been here for 2 years and we haven't even known about you.
I've been a little under the radar. Yeah. So I'm fortunate enough to teach adjunct at Gonzaga now, okay, which I'm enjoying very much. Lovely culture on campus. And so I'm doing a little bit with music theater, a little bit of that. And I'm still writing textbooks. So
nice. Okay. And then Joseph, you're in New York working in theater?
Yeah, so I teach dance for Disney on Broadway currently. So I teach workshops from The Lion King and Frozen and Aladdin.
Okay, and so part of the creative team of the this show, which does open tomorrow night, Smokey Joe's Cafe, 7:30 tomorrow, and Friday and Saturday, and then Sunday at 2:00, and then. It'll continue on the same Thursday through Sunday sequence for the following 2 weeks, concluding on the 25th. Well, we need another song from you, I think. So
okay.
let's ask Deborah and Josie to go back to our studio. By the way, speaking of that, I want to in the previous time that we spent, I want to certainly thank my colleague Jim Tevenin for doing the hard lifting of making sure that the chorus came through cleanly and all that. So thank you to him. But here we have this solo song, again, a song that needs no introduction. Josie Brett singing it and Deborah Rambo-Sin playing the piano. There we go. About time we heard somebody other than Elvis sing Hound Dog. That was great. Hound Dog sung by Josie and Brett, who was just speaking about it, and then Deborah Rambo-Sin, the pianist. Just a quick bit of more information from Joseph Lyons. Is this pretty much from the late 50s, early 60s era of Lieber and Stoller that most of this material comes?
Yeah, we're mostly focusing on the 50s and 60s. Mm-hmm. There's Jailhouse Rock in the show, Saved, I'm a Woman, Stand By Me. It's really all of the hits that you know and love.
Great. And so those are some of the things that we'll hear. And again, that opens tomorrow night, 7:30. Oh, and I failed to mention that the Coeur d'Alene Summer Theater does its shows at the Salvation Army Croc Center in Coeur d'Alene. So that will be their season concluder.